It's Thursday, February 15th, 2024, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. Team Logic IT partners with NinjaOne for endpoint management of over 100,000 devices. CISA unveils its 2024 cybersecurity priorities to counter advanced threats and protect critical infrastructure. And ArcServe shakes the MSP market with a sudden discontinuation of cloud services and OneSafe Solo. This is the Business of Tech. Today's episode is supported by CoreView. Your customers need your Microsoft 365 expertise, and CoreView has the only M365 management platform designed for MSPs. Manage hundreds of tenants, automate manual tasks, and monitor compliance, all while intelligently comparing to the baseline. With a no-code control approach, CoreView revolutionizes your Microsoft 365 administration. This powerful platform enables automatic reporting and remediation, ensuring optimal performance and security. The best part? You achieve this high level of service without the need for a large workforce, allowing you to focus on growing your business through efficiency. Want to know more? Visit coreview.com/MSP and find out more. According to Jump Cloud's SME IT Trends Report, UK SMEs' reliance on managed services providers is increasing due to their cost effectiveness. The report found that 62% of respondents use MSPs to some extent within their IT program. However, 19% of respondents do not work with an MSP and have no plans to do so. The report suggests that SMEs with a uniform technology stack may not require MSPs. Still, those with diverse resources, such as MacBooks, may benefit from MSPs specializing in device deployment security. Team Logic IT has selected NinjaOne as its endpoint management platform to streamline the remote management of over 100,000 endpoints. NinjaOne will automate critical tasks such as patch management, software deployment, monitoring, and alerting. Team Logic IT chose NinjaOne for its security, scalability, reliability, and world-class support. Team Logic IT previously used Kaseya. Why do we care? In my vendor days, I tried with two companies to sell Team Logic IT and RMM Switch. They were diehard Kaseya customers. This speaks volumes. The report indicates that a significant portion of small companies at 62% already engage with MSPs. I was on a call earlier this week where it was observed that a substantial portion of this industry believes a primary competitor is no decision, meaning there isn't another MSP involved. That's being disproven by data. The Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency has released the 2024 priorities for the Joint Cyber Defense Collaborative. The JCDC will focus on defending against advanced persistent threat operations, raising baseline protections for critical infrastructure, and anticipating emerging technology and risks. Concerns have been raised about the effectiveness of the JCDC due to a lack of technical expertise and an overabundance of lawyers. CISA plans to address these concerns and provide value to the industry by showcasing risk mitigation. The first priority will include the release of an updated National Cyber Incident Response Plan, and CISA plans to defend against state-backed hackers and decrease ransomware attacks against critical infrastructure. Microsoft and OpenAI have discovered that hackers are using large language models like ChatGPT to enhance their cyber attacks. Russian, North Korean, Iranian, and Chinese-backed groups are utilizing ChatGPT to research targets, improve scripts, and develop social engineering techniques. While no significant attacks have been detected yet, Microsoft and OpenAI are actively shutting down accounts and assets associated with these hacking groups. Microsoft has released patches for 73 security flaws, including 2 zero-days, that are actively being exploited. The vulnerabilities span Microsoft's software lineup, including critical flaws in Windows Hyper-V, Microsoft Exchange Server, and Microsoft Outlook. In addition to Microsoft, other vendors have also released security updates to address various vulnerabilities. It's recommended, as always, that the latest updates be applied to ensure system security. Cyber criminals are using malware to steal Face ID scans from iOS users to break into and steal money from their bank accounts. A Chinese-speaking cybercrime group, Gold Factory, has been distributing Trojanized smartphone apps since June 2023, with the latest version targeting users in Thailand. The malware tricks users into performing biometric verification checks, which are then used to bypass security measures in legitimate banking apps. The stolen biometric data is combined with deepfake technology to access victims' banks remotely. Why do we care? Patch your stuff. Now, moving on from that, I wanted to focus first on the scary idea of biometrics being hacked at this level. It's just one more justification for fighting deepfakes and pushing for watermarks. I'll continue reporting on JCDC's progress. I want to be hopeful here. Trust, but verify, right? Let's talk about a bit of more product news and start with some product chaos. ArcServe, a storage and data protection software developer, has abruptly ended sales of its ArcServe Cloud Services and ArcServe OneSafe Solo offerings, leaving MSPs scrambling to find replacements. From CRN, the decision to terminate these technologies aligns with the company's support policy and cloud services terms and conditions. ArcServe plans to invest in innovative solutions to better serve its partners and customers. MSPs are expressing frustration and disappointment with the sudden exit from the cloud services business, as they now had to migrate their customers to other cloud providers. Meta's decision to shut down its Facebook Groups API is causing disarray among businesses and social media marketers. The API, which allows developers and businesses to schedule posts and privately reply in Facebook Groups, will be removed within 90 days. The move has significant implications for companies offering social media post scheduling, automation solutions, and agency partners. The closure of the API may put some businesses out of operation and impact their customers. Meta's motivation behind the decision remains to be determined, and developers are left uncertain about the future of their projects. Google has officially retired the cache links from its search results page. The cache feature allowed users to view web pages as Google sees them. It was useful for various purposes such as SEO debugging, news gathering, and a way to see information companies were trying to scrub from the web. Google claims the feature is less necessary now due to improved internet reliability. Although there are no immediate plans to replace the feature, Google is considering adding links to the Internet Archive as an alternative. Parallels has launched a new cloud-based desktop-as-a-service solution, Parallels DAS, targeted at the MSP market and SMB customers. The solution complements the remote application server and offers simplicity, competitive pricing, and security. Parallels aims to expand its market share and compete with Citrix in the channel. In other product news, new Slack AI features bring personalized search, automated channel recaps, and thread summaries to the platform. The features aim to enhance productivity and utilize the platform's proprietary context. Slack emphasizes that the AI capabilities require no training and prioritize data security. The offering is seen as a competitor to AI integrations from Microsoft and Google, with Slack positioning itself as an integration-friendly platform. Why do we care? Combined with Broadcom's changes to the VMware partner program we've previously discussed, it underscores the importance of developing robust vendor management strategies that include contingency planning for sudden product discontinuations. Brutal. Providers should consider discontinuing services and products as a regular activity. Why? You want to practice this skill, as the more you plan for it, the easier it becomes. Examine 20% of your service offerings yearly and rotate through over a 5-year cycle. This skill will be leveraged when a vendor pulls the rug out from under you. Thanks for listening. It's National I Want Butterscotch Day, which is weirdly named in my opinion. It's also National Flag Day in Canada, so a tip of the hat to our neighbors to the north. Have a question you want answered? We're taking listener questions. Send them, ideally as a voice memo or video, to question@mspradio.com. I'll be answering listener questions live starting next week. Our first live show, Wednesday, 3 p.m. Eastern, on both YouTube and LinkedIn. And if you want to comment on a story, make sure to put it in the comments if you're on YouTube, or reach out on LinkedIn if you're listening to the podcast. I will talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines, posted at businessof.tech. If you like the content, please make sure to hit that like button and follow or subscribe. It's free and easy and the best way to support the show and help us grow. You can also check out our Patreon, where you can join the Business of Tech community at patreon.com/MSPradio, or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. Finally, if you're interested in advertising on the show, visit mspradio.com/engage. Once again, thanks for listening to me, and I will talk to you again on our next episode of The Business of Tech.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.